Section 1. Heather Hunt's birth. She was never born. There is no paper, no announcement, no record on file that Heather Hunt was born the date of her birth. But another child was born, Lorena Hunt. She was born on the same day, at the same time, and in the same hospital. She was born in the same room, to the same doctors, and the same nurses surrounding her. She was even born to the same mother and the same father. The newspapers announced of her birth, and it was available for all to see. She received letters and notes and cards in her name. She was loved and cherished by all in the hospital. She heard her name, Lorena, over and over as the nurses held her and they fed her. She heard her name, Lorena, as her mother held her in her arms while recovering at the hospital. She heard her name, Lorena, when nurses hummed and sang to her. She heard her name, Lorena, when it was feeding time, bath time, and bedtime. She heard her name, Lorena, every single day she was in the hospital since the day she was born. She heard her name, Lorena, on the way out of the hospital doors, but when she arrived in her home, she heard her name, Lorena, no more. Her mother had wanted for her name to be one name, and her father wanted another. But there was guilt and shame in their marriage, for each had had affairs in their past, and trust was very thin in their relationship. Her father did not believe her to be his real, biological daughter while she was in the hospital, and ordered a paternity test to verify the truth. Heather's mother told her the baby was his, and that she had not been with another man for some time. But Heather's father did not believe her. During this time they were recovering in the hospital, the baby had to be named, so the nurses came in with the forms for the birth certificate to fill out. Her mother filled out the forms and asked her father what name he wanted. At the times the forms were being filled out, he said he didn't care, so her mother named her Lorena, after her great-aunt with the same name. Heather's mother and Lorena got along quite well and had become friends. Lorena and Heather's dad did not, however, get along so well. He did not really want Heather's mother to name her that name, as he would say, but until he knew if this daughter was his or not, he did not want any part of it. The day right before Heather was to leave, the hospital told him the news. Heather was his child. Her father asked the hospital and asked if they had submitted the birth certificate papers yet. They told him that the papers were still sitting on their desk. He requested the paperwork, and one of the nurses went to go get them. The nurses came back shortly with the papers, and Heather's father took them and drew a line through the name Lorena, and above it wrote Heather, then handed it back to the nurse. He turned around and walked away. He never told the nurse thank you. He did not even say a word. He just crossed out one name, entered another, then turned around and walked away. He walked into the hospital room and announced to Heather's mother boldly, "Her name is Heather. Quit calling her Lorena." Then turned around and walked outside to have a cigarette. Her mother lay there in bed, holding Heather dumbfounded. She looked at the doorway where the outline of him was almost still there. She looked over at the wall in a blank stare. She looked down to Heather and said to her, "Well, I guess the test came back. I guess your name is Heather now." Then she held her in her arms and rocked her until she fell asleep. That was the last night Lorena existed. When the birth certificate came to the house, it was different than the others Heather's mother had seen. This birth certificate actually had a line drawn through the name Lorena and Heather written up above. Her mother was unsure if it was real or valid with it like this. The more she inspected it, though, she could see that it was on official state paper stationery. It had the state stationery colors on it, it had the signature on it as well as hers and her husband's, and it even had the gold seal and the embossed stamp. She shrugged and decided it was as real as it was going to get. It was sent in an envelope from the state and county, so it all seemed verified. She folded the certificate and put it back in the envelope. She put the envelope in a dresser drawer and thought nothing more of it. Mind you, this is the 70s we are talking about here, and the way things were done then and the way things are done now are two different things. They would most likely make the father or mother fill out new forms and have everything